Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everyone. It's Nadia Angelini again. Dee will be back next week, but I'm very happy to be back with y'all today. And so hopefully we will have a great time. But like I said, Dee will be back next Sunday with bells on. So as I always start the show with doing a channel for the group and seeing what the energy is for this week, what everybody needs to hear. So I hope you guys all had an amazing holiday, and I hope you took advantage of the theme of Thanksgiving, of gratitude, appreciation, and really being thankful, because that energy is just like a magnet for manifestation, and it's hard to genuinely be in it, and it would be great if you could carry this on into December, because right now what ends up happening in December is, like we talked about last week, we did the big money clearing for everybody, and I feel like there's been a big wait listed for people, but I don't want you to get back into that lack thinking, because the holidays come up and it's like, oh, money and end of the year, and there's all this, like, there's a little bit of stress energy around the group around, okay, the end of the year is coming. So I always love December. It's kind of my favorite month, because I feel like it's a great time to kind of look back and go like, wow, how am I different than last year? And what do I want to manifest in this new year? So it's just, for me, it's a great potential month. So what I'm called to tell you all today is your inner child is inviting you to bring in more imagination and creativity. For the group of you, again, as a collective group that I was channeling for this morning, you all are having issues with really being the balance between your vulnerability and listening to that inner voice, listening to the inner sensitivity, and coming forward for yourself. So how, you know, most people, what I want you guys to be aware of is how we self-protect and how others self-protect. So you'll notice a lot of people are on the planet that aren't doing the work like we are at this time are highly triggered. You'll just see people are very, like, on edge. There's a lot of heightened energy going around on, and so it's really important for those of us that are master teachers, and if you are on this line and you are listening to this, you're a master teacher, to really be self-aware and aware of our own balance, listening to our own, like, oh, wow, that hurt my feelings, instead of reacting, going to the inner child of, like, oh, that hurt my feelings, or, oh, you know, what is this really about for me? I feel like the message I got for everybody, and I hope this comes out the right way, but it's almost like we all can get amnesia. It's like we do our work, and then things start to go well, and then we stop doing the spiritual work, and we go back into our old fear responses or control, and we forget that this practice is every day. Like, it's a life-changing thing, and it's really important to, even when things start to go well, to stay on the meditation, stay on the manifestation work, stay on being self-aware and really listening to your own inner guidance. Also, guys, they really made it clear to me that they want you to be really conscious about where you're putting your energy as far as money is concerned, as far as your thoughts and feelings are concerned. So, you know, the affirmations they want me to give you guys around the money stuff to just really lay in the new foundation is, I am receiving increasing wealth. I am receiving increasing wealth. I love that one. Money moves to and through my life, bringing benefits to all. Money moves to and through my life, bringing benefits to all. So coming into the holiday season, like, where am I putting the energy? So if I'm spending money on something, really asking myself, is this in alignment with my abundance? Does this feel good to spend this money on this thing? Or is this out of obligation? Is this out of fear? Bringing that awareness is the next step. So on that note, we will jump into callers today. I'm so excited to talk to you all. And first we have Patty from Santa Monica. Hi,
Patty. Hi.
How are you, sweetie? So nice to talk to you.
It's been an interesting week. just kind of all over the place, old stuff coming up, but I'm dealing with it differently.
Great. Well, that's huge. That's huge. It feels like you've started a new journey, kind of like you're on a new path as far as the way you handle yourself and the way you do things. Like you just started to like, oh, I'm doing this in a new way. I'm not going to go to my old way of doing things.
Right.
Well, do you have a specific question today that you want guidance about?
I hate to bring this up. Well, no, any guidance regarding the city mortgage thing again?
Girl, this is like a plague for you. Yes, I know. Okay. So,
yeah, they just keep changing agents as soon as I pin them down.
All right. As soon as you feel like you have control, it gets so.
Or I just like direct a question like, how long is this going to take? I've been
right. And they keep kind of dodging you. Yeah, they've been dodging you. Well, what they're showing me is be open to adjacent and other possibilities of solution to this problem. It's like you're hyper-focused on it needs to look like this. And I need to be now. It needs to look like this. They're not, you know. And there's this kind of, like you said, you've kind of felt like you've been screwed over by them since February, like they've been giving you the runaround.
Uh-huh.
So what I want you to do just right now in this moment is like, I'm open to however this is going to get resolved. Because you're very, like, hyper, it's become this, like, myopic focus of, like, this small thing has become really big. And so you've closed yourself off to other solutions to this problem. It's almost like they're going to change people or someone's going to take your account. Or there's going to be, like there's more possibilities. And I want you to just open up because you can't control it. You're powerless over them. They're going to do what they're going to do. So what you can do is control your energy and go, I'm bringing in the solution with or without you guys. So whether it's you or Joe Schmo, I don't care, bring it in.
Yeah, I even asked him, I said, is there someplace else I should go that would offer me assistance? You know, like, should I go through the government? Is there someone you can direct me to? You know, I put that in an email yesterday.
Yeah, and that's great that you're, but you're still like, what I'm trying to say is that they're showing me that the solution to your larger problem, which is a smaller problem, this is what you see as the solution to your larger problem, is limiting. So just go, what do you really want to be solved on the bigger picture? Do you know what I mean? Like, what does it mean when this is going through?
More financial freedom.
Exactly. So what I want you to focus on is not so much this little tiny thing, which is a small blip in your financial freedom. I want you to focus on the financial freedom of like, okay, whatever it is, it's going to bring me feeling safe, supported, free. I'm receiving wealth every day. If it's these guys or someone better, I will take the action, whatever it is. Like, that's the energy that I want you to be in, because you get stuck. You get like, you kind of hold on to things. Do you see what I mean? And it's easy to. I'm the same way. Like, you're like, okay, these people need to fix it for me or them, or I'll find somebody else. It's like, this one thing is going to fix it. And I keep telling you this. It's like, the solution, the money is going to come from another way.
if you can.
I know, sweetie. I wish I could tell you when. You're like, how about now? How about yesterday? That would be great. It was yesterday. Yeah, they just keep showing me other possibilities, other doors. There's like five other doors that are going to open. So just trust that these five other doors, just keep seeing the doors opening. I'm opening up all these doors of wherever the money's going to come, wherever the support's going to come. It feels like freedom and support is the energy of the money for you.
Okay.
I feel free, but I feel supported. So those two, that's the energy for you to claim around the money. Not necessarily like that. When you focus on the money, you go instantly to lack. Instantly.
Yeah.
You instantly go, I don't have. So that's why I want you to be like, I'm supported. I'm free. I'm bringing in the wealth into my life, and I don't care how it comes. Like, that just feels like a little looser to me.
Okay. Was there something in the air this week about anger?
Yes. There was a Gemini full moon, and Gemini crazy, meaning that full moon is all about the other side. So it's kind of like your shadow side. So there was a lot of like intense energy this week. We're really starting like Monday, Tuesday. So there was that going on. And like I said in the beginning, there's a lot of that going on around us. So it's really important for us to stay balanced around that energy, because it is going on, and it was especially going on this past week.
Yeah. I just really took notice, and I just practiced. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to chill.
Let me
I'm not
be the observer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what we need to be doing. Well, thanks so much, Patty. I'm glad we got to chat.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye. Much love.
Next, I have another familiar voice, Jeannie from New York. Hi, Jeannie.
Hello, I'm coming over.
Hi, Jeannie. So what can I help you with today?
Thank you for taking my call 2 weeks in a row.
I only go in order. I'm always fair. I go in the order that people call.
I have a big problem.
Okay, good. Let's hear
it. I have to learn how to stay in the third dimension. I'm spending so much time in the fifth, and last afternoon, after a brief nap, I got up and I fell again on my bad leg.
Okay. Yeah, so you're not grounded. So you're having trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, what they're showing me is literally like the Libra scales. Like, you have trouble balancing being in your body and not being in your body.
Right.
So this is such an easy fix, Jeannie. It's such a simple, easy fix. So what I want you to do, and a lot of us will feel this way sometimes, where even if we're like sick or if we're kind of spaced out or overly tired, I mean, this is a great exercise for everyone to do, to ground yourself. So you literally, before you get out of bed, you put your feet on the ground, okay? And you almost do, like when you get out of bed, you put your feet on the ground and you take three big diaphragmatic breaths into the stomach, and you just claim, I am here. I exist. I am here. Okay? It sounds like the weirdest thing, but
No, I do this.
It's almost like I'm not here. Yeah, I'm here. Okay?
I do this
then,
when I wake up in the morning, Nadia.
Good,
but what happens is when I am put to sleep for a reason, for a brief nap, and then suddenly awakened, that's out of my head because I'm still split.
Well,
and I have to
like
remember to do it.
Is that you need to do it every time, and also you can do it while you're lying down.
Right.
See your soul coming back into your body, fully coming back into your body, and don't get up until
it's
there.
That's the problem.
Because you're probably just getting up right away, and your body's like, whoa, I'm disoriented.
Yeah.
You know? So you can do either. It's just really seeing the soul drop fully in.
Will do.
And it's a really easy fix, Jeannie. You got this. It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Because I'm bruised beyond belief.
Oh, yeah, no. Exactly. You want to stop beating yourself up.
Yes.
Exactly. All right.
Thank you, darling.
Jeannie.
Bless you. Have a good one. You too.
So I have Mary in Maryland. Hi,
hello,
Mary.
Hello, Nadia. How are you, dear?
Good. So how can I help you?
I think the last time I talked to you, it was in a broom closet in Walmart or some crazy ass place.
That sounds about right.
thanks for taking my call, dear.
No problem. So how can I help you today?
I was just wondering if you had any insight on the aches and pains that are going through my neck and shoulders so much lately.
It's really interesting because the image they showed me as soon as you got on the phone, which is just so weird, is like this woman running through a field with this white bird. I don't know what that means. I always tell you whatever it is. It's almost like the white bird to me is like spirit is like letting go. So what are you holding on to? What's on your back? Because the shoulders and the neck is you're holding on to something that's not yours. And you're asking to be free. So what are you taking on in your life that is not yours? Because your natural energy is like, I want to get this off. I'm free. Let it off. I need this.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's just too much additional stuff at work. And I'm trying to wind down and get out of there for good. And I just keep getting more work.
So you're letting yourself kind of take on the stress and the energy that's around you. And like I talked about in the beginning, there's a lot of, it feels like this is a stressful environment, not just for you, but it doesn't feel like a positive environment in general. And so
not anymore.
When you're going in there, you are kind of dropping your vibration to the vibration of the space. And therefore you're taking on I used to joke at my old job. I worked in a restaurant for many years. My family owned a restaurant, and on Sundays, for whatever reason, the vibe was really bad. And so I was going to work as a manager, and like my whole energy was like, bleh. And that's what it feels like it happens.
Boy.
Like I don't want to go. So this is what worked for me. As I started to take a note before I would go, I'm like, okay, it's Sunday. I know the energies of Sundays for whatever reason. And I would sing a song to myself that would get me, like, while I was at work. And for some reason, it was the 80s song, like, nobody's going to break in my stride. Nobody's going to hold me down. Oh, no. And so I would, like, sing that at work. Yeah, exactly. And I was, like, singing
oh,
it at work.
I like
and
it.
And I got everybody singing it. And it was, like, everybody was, like, when I left the job, they were, like, oh, my gosh, like, how could you leave us on Sundays? Because it's all about, like, I'm going to bring up the space. I don't care. I'm going to bring up my vibration. And that's what the song you need to do is like, I'm free. I choose to be who I am in this space because you're going, oh, it's like the, oh, I'm still here kind of energy. And so you're just like, it's, I feel it on your shoulders.
You hit the head right on the head. I think you hit exactly. And I hadn't thought of it from that aspect. I kept clearing it and it would go and then it would come right back again.
Well, most of us in this group have done so much clearing work that now it's about a new practice. It's like practicing these new things in order to manifest in a new way.
Got it.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Makes so much sense. Thank you, sweetheart. It's so lovely to talk to you.
You have a great day.
Much love to you. Bye.
Now I have another familiar voice, Susan from Niagara Falls. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Nadia.
How are you?
Talk to you again
today. You too.
Well, it's been an interesting weekend. I had my birthday and on
Happy birthday.
Right before Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Mhm. That's my husband's birthday. That's my husband's birthday too.
Oh, cool. The 25th, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, and I'm still taking care of the little kitty. He's still hanging in there.
Good.
But I've been dealing with some interpersonal relationship issues and anger issues.
Yeah, they're showing me some discontent. They're definitely showing me some discontent on your in your side. So can you tell me what the overwhelming feeling is going on?
Well, I have somebody here who needed a place to he needed a ride into town and then he needed a place to stay and he was going to do some work for me and it's his energy and my energy are clashing like you wouldn't believe.
I just want him out. Yeah, so can you give me an example? So already, you know, and those of us listening, you can hear how it's like, get the F out. You know what I mean? Get the F out is that pushing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You're pushing.
I've gone down the toilet. I'm like, it's not me.
Totally. Well, and what a gift he has to give you, this lovely man, because this is, he's only touching something that was already in you. So he's getting you in touch with something that's ready to move. Okay? That doesn't have to be with him. He's a representation. So if you can tell me a little bit more about, like, what are the specific feelings? Do you feel suffocated? Do you feel trapped? Do you feel
very suffocated because, you know, he's in my space constantly. He's, he has diarrhea mouth. I mean, it's just...
So no boundaries, he's not paying attention to your energy, he's not reading your energy, and it sounds to me like you're, you know, very appropriate.
There's no communication.
You don't want to be rude, so you're in this, like, tough time where you don't want to be mean and you want to be rude, but it's really bothering you. So you're ending up not being truly authentic because you don't want to connect with him. So you're trying to, like, pull away in a sort of passive, aggressive sort of way. But my question to you is, where is this familiar? Where is the feeling of feeling suffocated, feeling powerless, feeling like you want to push somebody away?
From other past relationships. I've, you know, had that.
Similar thing. So we know it's you,
yeah.
Right? So everything around that, everything that's keeping you attracting this energy where you feel suffocated, where you feel trapped, where you feel... And the word I would
out of
use
control.
Is out of control.
Having somebody just take over and try to you know.
Powerless.
Yeah, powerless. Exactly. Yeah. Because there's things that have happened that little things like I bought some some food that I wanted to do for Thanksgiving, and then I didn't use it also. I didn't use it at all, and I was going to take it back because I needed the money to
right.
spend on my kitty cat instead. He opened it up
right.
and started eating. I'm like, you know, what the fuck? Excuse my French. Sorry.
Fine.
I mean, I'm just,
well,
I'm pretty much him. I wouldn't end with him. What?
Well, you have an opportunity to do something that you've never done. And so right now, I just want you to clear it. So everything around that, everything
okay.
around that energy. You claim a statement. I always claim I am all that I am. And I clear this through all time, dimension, space, and reality. That's how I do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it is. So, ooh, I could feel that. It's really stuck in your stomach. Okay? So just breathe into the stomach and just breathe it all out. We're letting go of this pattern. Okay? So we're going to bless
yes.
this guy away from you. We're just going to bless him away. It's time for him to go, and you're going to bless him away. And in the meantime, what you're going to do is, can you be, like I said in the beginning too, balanced in your communication? Like, hey, you know, please ask me before you eat something because I was going to return that. Could you please, I'm sorry, like I know you're talking, but I need to end this conversation. I need to go be for myself. How can you come forward for yourself in a balanced way while he's still
yeah.
in the house?
Yeah, I've been working.
Still there. I've
been working on that, asking him and because I point out, you know, that he's not listening to what I'm saying.
Well, because
you know,
you're saying it with push and with anger. I mean, you need to be like calm and assertive, to use a dog whisperer term. I hate to say that, but he almost has a very childlike energy. Like I almost feel like he has a little bit of, I don't want to say autism, but like a little bit. Like he's on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'm getting from him is he's not a bad person. He's just unaware of how.
Yeah.
When people are on the spectrum of autism, they have no social. The social skill aspect is not developed. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
it feels like he's not a bad person. He's not doing it maliciously. He's not mean. He just doesn't know.
No. He has a lot of patience for my intolerance of him. I know that. He doesn't understand it at all.
Exactly.
Why I'm upset with him.
Right. Well, also you're not communicating in a calm way of like, hey, you know, this is a boundary for me. And if you could respect this. And if this is, you know, when I come home, I just want to go and be quiet in my room, if that's okay, if you don't mind. Set your own boundaries because this is a temporary situation. The other thing I would say is whenever we're faced with somebody that we have sort of a trigger around, like you do with him, I always ask, help me see the truth. I see the truth of this person. So then you'll see like their little God self, and then you'll be like, oh, I see. And so you'll have more like empathy, and you'll be able to kind of disconnect from that like old trigger of yours where it's like, oh, the same thing is happening, and I can't deal with it, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, one thing about him is he's highly opinionated, and now his opinion of me is pretty, pretty bad. But because of
well, and that's
my
okay.
action.
He can have whatever opinions he wants.
Yeah.
It's all about whether you get triggered by him or not.
True.
You know what I mean? And how you choose to respond. What I would do is just distance yourself in your house, and he, like I said, bless him away, and he will go soon. He's not going to be there much longer.
Well, I'm asking him to leave.
Yeah.
I already told him it's just not working for me at all to
right.
have him here.
I want you to shift your energy around it so it's not a push. So even though I bless him away, I'm coming forward for myself by asking him to go, and I want you to be in that calmer energy because or else you're just going to attract the same kind of thing again.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay?
All right,
thanks, Susan.
All right, thank you, Nadia.
Bye-bye. I have Karen now from Pennsylvania. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Nadia. I want to thank
you.
I heard your show last week, and it was so in alignment with some wisdom that I had received. So I really enjoyed it and wanted to call back this week.
Oh, thanks. And you know what? We're all getting the same channel, so I love it when there's confirmation, when we're all kind of on the same page.
Exactly. And what's so amazing is how each of us get it from a different angle. It's just a little different language in a different
mm-hmm.
expression, and it helps everyone hear it more fully.
Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't agree with you more. So what can I help you with today?
My whole world in life changed on October 14th when my job as a caretaker to my parents ended. They our home sold, the home that I grew up in, and they moved in with my parents. So for the first time in my life, both my job and my home ended. So I'm in a position of I found another home, thankfully, and I'm recreating and reinventing myself, and it's time to get out and get income, another job. I had hoped to be writing my book and doing my spiritual work full time, and I want to find out if you can hear and see any guidance from me that I haven't been able to hear from myself.
Sure. Well, first of all, I don't know if it's so funny that you said that all happened in October. In the month of October, I do newsletters every month, and that was the big thing, is like big change. It's like home, moving jobs. And so you're just exactly in alignment, as per usual, with what's going on a universal level. So definitely you're a healer. It's like it just comes off really, really, really quick. The first thing they said to me is, it is time for you to take a risk. And what they're saying to me is like, you've been kind of in your safe bubble, and in order to fully be the healer that you want to be, you need to be willing to take a risk, which means risk being seen, risk people not liking you, risk people, you know, all this stuff that feels like you've been in a bubble. Like, I'll surround myself by people that agree with me. You know what I mean? And once you get out there, you know, I mean, listen, I've been doing this 12 years, and I would, people will call me and I would get a bad vibe, and I would say I didn't want to work with that. Like, I would just, you know, I'd listen to myself and I would get like scathing, and you just have to be like, okay, what is this gift in this situation? And it's almost like there's this fear of like, once you're out there, that you're not going to be safe being this new whole person that you are, because they already showed me you've dealt with your anxieties and your fears, and that it's like, the image they have of me is you holding your heart in your hand. Like, you're holding this giant heart in your hand. And now you have to, like, walk out into the world. And it's extremely vulnerable and scary. But that's what you're supposed to be doing. They're showing me new life. They're showing me, like, new beginnings. This is all good. This is all good. Let me just see if there's anything else here. Any guidance for her specifically? Because, you know, again, the money stuff for this group is always up. It's insane. This group has, like, a lot of like, money stuff. Okay. Yeah, they keep taking me back to, it's funny that you're, in perfect alignment. For whatever reason, you and I are on the same channel, because they gave me Inner Child today, and it's like they want you to be more playful, more risk-taking, completely listen to your intuition, like not go for the practical.
Okay.
Which is not easy. You know what I mean?
Well, but it's not easy when you're the only person to pay for the roof over your head.
Of course. So can you trust? I mean, and this is the hard part. Mm-hmm. Is they're showing me victory. I mean, they're showing me victory. They're showing me you will get there. So can you invest in yourself right now? Can you take a risk? Where can you take a risk on yourself as far as, you know, maybe signing up to teach a thing out of nowhere? Like, I'm not really ready, but I'm going to go and I'm going to sign up to teach a workshop, or I'm going to just write this book and get it out there, or I'm going to, you know, what can you do that's kind of like jump in? That's what they're saying to me. Jump in now. Go now. We got you. That's the way they're saying it to me. Even though it doesn't look like that right now.
Well, could it be, I have experienced so many harassments in jobs, sexual, mental, physical.
And there it is. Good. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you
and so
safe.
It's to That's trust that I will manifest a completely different environment now.
Well, and trusting that I know when I'm vulnerable, when I'm open, when I'm holding my heart, I'm the most safe. In the past, you attracted that because when we're guarded, we attract predators. When we guard, we attract people that are a match to that sort of weak energy. It's a strong energy when, like, this is me, take it or leave it. This is me. And I mean, the biggest stars in the world, if you look at people, I'll use Bruce Springsteen as an example. Bruce is just being Bruce, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's just being who he is. So he's like, I'm not trying to be a British pastor. I'm a small town guy from America, and that's what made him famous. He's like, I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to apologize from it. This is just who I am. This is my voice. And it seems like in the past, you've kind of tried to hide. And that's why they're saying it's like, go out now. Now it's the opposite. And because you tried to hide is why you attracted that energy.
That's
you stopped trying to hide. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, I just never fit in. You understand. When you're a multidimensional shape and they try to put you in a square peg, and they pound you, try to pound you in it, you know.
Well, and
I know
also
you know.
It's you trying, yeah, of course I do, and it's also you going, I don't need to fit in here. And, it took us a long time to go, I don't need to be, like, my friend told me in my old job, I've been doing this for a long time, but, you know, people will still talk about me because of my spiritual stuff and I'm weird and I'm like, I don't care. Don't care. Okay. So you need to really let go of, like, I don't need to be a part of what everybody else thinks is okay. I don't need to be.
No one defines me but me.
That's right. And then you will find the people like me, this community of people that are like, yeah, I'm with you. Then you'll attract the right people. But I don't see you attracting sexual harassment anymore. That's not in your energy anymore. At all.
Correct. Yes, that has been healed big time.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
and
Nadia.
Hopefully we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Next, I have Joy from Cape Cod. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Nadia. Thank you very much for last week. And I did what was you asked and added some more things, I must admit, and it's helped a lot. The thing is, I've had this cough for over a month, and it's probably like 35%, down to 35% or 30% or something.
Good.
But things keep, there's more stuff. So anyway, I just wondered if you had any other.
Okay. Well, it's so funny because the weirdest thing is, like, they're like, she's going to have an epiphany. She's going to get it. There's going to be a major healing. So can you tell me what it's going to be? What is it around? They keep telling me you're going to have a major healing. You're going to have an epiphany. It's going to be an aha moment. They're saying very simply that this is going to click. Like, they're showing me, like, energy's moved and it's going to click. Do you know what I mean by that?
Okay.
Like, I always tell people, it's like we wait for, like, oh, it's gone, you know, that click. And they're simply showing me that you're, like, kind of not willing to rest. Like, you actually need to rest. Okay, so they're like,
I guess I've been resting, but not about trying to find out what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, literally, you don't need to find out what's going on anymore. You've gotten to what's going on. It's already done. But you will have this moment of, like, oh, yeah, it's gone. I can decide it's gone, and they're showing me this moment, but it comes from, like, it's almost like there's, I think I talked about the Gemini full moon this week, which brings up our shadow selves, which is the part of us that's, like, doubt, that's, like, the thinks badly of ourselves, it's kind of old things that we...
Yes, that's definitely right, yeah.
And so I think...
And I really do know, because so far this year has been, I'm a completely different person from the actual first day of the year. And then it changed again July 4th, of all things. So, and I realized that things are going to get, because they've always turned out okay. But this has been so long, and it's a health thing. And, like, I've been to the doctor, and my family's
and
worried and all this stuff because it's this horrible cough. And, you know, so then I get doubting again or whatever. And, you know, so that's all. But
that doubt, but what's really important is what you just said. That doubt is your shadow.
Yeah.
And once you go, hey, I'm willing to say that it's okay, wow, I'm doubting my spirituality, I'm doubting my ability as a creator, I'm doubting the trust of my body, right? So all this stuff is what you need to let go of, you need to give it all a rest. And go,
what part of it is, I've been working with an ascended master, and they've told me I come down to, well, it doesn't really matter, except that I gave up some of my free will. So a lot of the stuff that I have tried has never worked for me, which I know has happened for a lot of people. But that seems to be what's still going on now.
Okay,
and
well,
so maybe it is really time that's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Okay. Over.
Boy,
so
I got goosebumps.
You're
right. That's it.
There's the epiphany.
Yes.
There's the epiphany. Because it's
thank you.
Yes, because it's like, you know, you came in with one agreement. a full agreement so that it could get you where you are today, and now it's null and void. It's like the contract.
Yeah,
book.
See, I got one. I had one that ended, you know, the last day of last year, and I was so delighted that I did what I came to do, even though it was horrendous,
right.
Or I felt horrendous. And then
sure.
It's been wonderful, and then it's sort of, you know, anyway, yeah, it's fine.
Piece. Okay, good. I'm so glad you got it.
Oh, me too. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Love you. So sweet. Okay, so now I have Mike from Connecticut. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. Two questions, really. First, what is coming through for my highest guidance? And secondly,
great.
What could I do to help my daughter who is on the spectrum?
Well, first of all, yeah, you know, and I'm glad I brought that up today because it's so important. So let me start with you. So the first thing they're showing me is two things. One is the word is like invention, creativity. It's like you need to be giving more energy to that part of yourself, that part of you that is an artist. For whatever reason, it's like you get depleted. Your energy feels a little depleted to me and, like, deprived of that sort of creative, passionate energy. There's a lot of sort of, I don't want to say sadness, but I want to say kind of, what's the word I want? Give me the word. It's almost like you're bored. Does that make any sense? It's like you're bored. You know, it's like you're not sad. It's like I'm bored. So there needs to be more passion, more creativity, more inventiveness because you have all that in your energy, okay? Your daughter, how old is she?
Just turned 8.
Yeah. She's a little, I will say, I want to cry when I feel her energy because she's definitely an old soul. She just doesn't, she's telepathic, sweetheart. I mean, she communicates much more telepathically. And what they're showing
she's
me is your third. Many, many times. She's very telepathic. So what they're showing me is your third chakra, which is your stomach. So the way you communicate with her is through feeling. Okay? So when you're around her, don't ask her to explain. The words are limiting with her. Okay? She's telepathic, and everything is she's communicating with you through feeling. Okay? So if you feel sad when you're around her, it's her sadness that she wants a hug or whatever. Like, that's what I want you to feel for with her. But she ain't stupid, okay? She's a very advanced being to me. Like, her energy feels like she immediately communicated with me as soon as I got her energy. She's just not on this plane, that's all. She's not on this plane. And what's hard is that you know and you're in the expectation of difficulty for her in her life,
yeah.
Okay? And I want you to let that go right now. Because that is not being of service to her. Because she doesn't see that. She only sees it through you, and then she's going to take it on. Instead of, let her be what she came here to be. Give her permission to go, you came here and chose this, so soar, whatever that looks like. We don't know what that's going to look like, but she came here to do something. And you're limiting it by saying, oh, no, it's going to be hard for her, it's going to be hard for her, it's going to be hard for her, she's different. But great that she's different. There's something she's here to do. Okay?
Yes.
I love her. Her energy is really, like, really, really on this other plane. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, she was doing darshan when she was in a baby carriage.
Oh, yeah.
She would stare into people's eyes and just, you know, pour love on them or something. And
yeah, I have chills.
I mean, she would do this through windows.
Mm-hmm.
She would do this through, like, restaurant windows. We were stunned.
Mm-hmm.
This is before
yeah.
she could walk. She was doing this.
Because of the energy. She's so in touch with that energy. And on this plane, we call it autism. But it's somebody that comes in going, I'm really not all the way in this body, and I like it there. So my vibration stays higher. I mean, her vibration can't lower like ours does.
Uh-huh.
Because she doesn't care about what other people think. She's free of that. You know what that's like, to not care about what other people think? Just the energy? I mean, it's incredible. That's the gift. I mean, they're not suffering. We are.
Is there anything I can do to get her to expand her diet choices? Because there's really only three kinds of food that she'll eat
okay.
with any consistency.
What does she like?
She likes Pediasure. She likes two flavors of Gerber baby food, and she likes yogurt, and that is it. She won't take anything with texture. Or She just doesn't like any kind of new food. You know, we have her working with an OT, but it's kind of slow going.
Sure, sure. So what I would do, it's interesting. What I would do is give her a choice of things. So what they're showing me is, like, she needs to learn to be the leader in her life. It's almost like all these people are kind of telling her what to do, and that's the only place she feels she has power, is to, like, choose her food. Do you know what I'm saying?
Follow it, yes.
So she feels so powerless. So what I would do is, like, give her, for example, so what's one of the things she likes? So she likes, does she like, I feel like she's going to like, I know this one's good, with avocado and, like, black beans. I don't know why avocado and black beans came to me. But she likes things that have that softness. It's easy. Like, there's the chewing she doesn't love. So, like, the soft, start with softer things. Like, she doesn't like hard foods.
No, she doesn't. Start with, right on there.
Yeah, so she likes softer texture, so beans and, you know, avocado, a banana, that texture really works for her. So those are things she doesn't eat. So put them all in front of her and let her touch them with her hands. Let her experiment. Give her, like, a baby. Let her make the choice on her own. Don't be like, she needs to eat. She'll eat when she's hungry. Trust me. She'll eat. She knows. She has her own inner guidance. You know what I mean? The other thing I do is potatoes and then puree cauliflower and put it in there. Like, things of that texture. It's okay for her to like that texture right now. She will grow out of that, okay? But it's like she's younger. It's like she's still a baby. You know what I mean? In that way.
Yes.
Because you guys have been treating her that way also, okay? So she's trying to find a way. So I would put, like, three things in front of her. So I know it's a lot of work as a parent to, like, have, okay, here are the three choices. Here's avocado and beans, here's a banana, and here's some mashed potatoes with cauliflower in it. Which one do you want? And let her, kind of giving her a choice. With toys, with playtime, what would you like to do? And unique, she doesn't communicate verbally as well as she does, like, with physically touching. Like, she'll touch it, or she'll grab it, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So give her more choices so she feels a little more empowered. With her clothing, where can you give her choices?
Yeah, that's
you know
useful.
I mean?
You're right on target. Everything you're saying is right on target.
Oh, good, good. Well, I feel her.
I'm typing
clear.
As fast as I can go.
Well, you can always re-listen. That's the beauty of the show. You can just go back and hear it again. So thank you so much. I hope that was helpful. I love her energy, so I'm just blasting her with a little light today. And you're very blessed to have her. She's a big gift to you.
She is that.
Yeah, she's a little angel in your life. So.
She is that, very, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. You have a great day. Moving on. Oh, that energy was so intense. I got to breathe it through. All right, Miss Deeka. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Nadia. my question is, well, actually, first I have two Thanksgiving gains. One, my eBay business, you know, sold a big item, so that
great.
I'm very grateful
That's
for that.
That's awesome.
Thanksgiving weekend. And number two, my guest starring role on Real Rob will be on December 1st, which is a Tuesday. It's episode 5. And
That's so awesome.
Is awesome because Rob Schneider called me and I said, is this a recording? And he said, no, this is Rob. And it was a very positive, wonderful conversation. Now, my question is, I want to continue to work as an actress.
Yes.
Is there something blocking it? And also, the other area of my life is I'm getting my own healing, intuitive work together, not as a business yet, not with the website and all that, but I need people to work on that want me to work on them.
Definitely showing me that you work with physical body. Okay, so the first thing is that you work with physical body. Okay, so meaning your gift is working on people around things. I don't want to say medical intuitive, but something around the physical body. Okay, so just keep that in mind because I don't know that you've fully developed this yet. But
no.
But that's something to be aware of. Like, what, look at what you feel from people's physical body, because that's your key in. Like we were talking about earlier, Karen and I, like, we all have our own way of getting the information, and yours is through the physical body, okay? Around the acting, they're showing me you're walking. It's almost like you're walking into the unknown, because it's like you, this is as far as you've gone, and you haven't ever gone farther, and you're like, wait, I want to keep going. I want to keep going, and I don't know what's there. But the block to you in the acting career right now is they're showing you is a broken heart, which means like you've been hurt by this business. You've been disappointed by this business. You've been, and you need to kind of completely like almost start new. And the reason I say that is like you started when you were younger, you know, and now you're in a different place. So it's like the people of your age have kind of dropped out. So there's less people in the circle now where you are.
Yeah.
Whereas 10 years ago, there were a lot more people in your age range and your look auditioning, and now there's a lot less.
Oh, yeah. But that's
so
not...
it's a real...
Yeah, I feel, I mean, I feel pain for them that they gave up and I didn't.
Right. And so what I'm saying to you, though, is you're, it's almost like you're starting for the first time. It's like your career is starting now. So can you heal all the old past disappointments? It's almost like acting as a relationship with somebody. It's like, you know, when a relationship has not, you've been giving to acting and giving to it and paying and giving and headshots and giving and giving and giving, and you haven't gotten, you've gotten little bits back. So
yeah.
If you're in a relationship with a man, you'd be like, dude, I'm out. I'm getting crumbs back. This sucks. Okay. So you need to kind of heal and rebalance the relationship with acting. Does that make sense?
It does. Can you give me a way to do it? You know, an affirmation?
Yeah,
or I mean,
The first thing I would do is I always say I like to dump and then manifest. So the first thing you do is dump. So I'm resentful at acting because. Dump it first, like on a piece of paper. I'm resentful because I've been hurt by acting. I've put out all this money, blah, 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 whatever the resentment is. And then you go, and then you look back at each one and you go, all the money comes back to me 10 times. All the money I've spent comes back to me 10 times.
Comes back
all
to me.
You know, you kind of, yeah, you turn it around however you want to turn it around. Or like, now all these acting jobs start flowing in. I finally know who I am. I'm finally ready to be seen. You know, kind of turn the energy around. But first you need to get out all the sort of old resentments. And does that make, you know, does that resonate?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Clear out the old wine bottles before you put the new wine in.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Unfortunately, I got to move on, Deeka, so I hope that was helpful because I only have 5 more minutes here, so I have to stop at 9:55. And I
very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Deeka. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I have Sherry from Utah.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help, Sherry?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, there's so many different areas that I want and stuff. It's just like, well, one thing, he told me once that I had a ton of power when I was little and somebody blocked it off from me or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How do I get that back?
So the first thing is you claim, and this is also a thing with that group, is like this in our your vulnerability and your sensitivity is why you gave away your power, and it's been kind of a liability for you in your life. And by taking your power, you turn it into an asset. So the way you do that is, where in your life do you not feel powerful?
My family.
Great. So the reason you don't feel powerful is because you're not being authentic, you're not speaking your truth, and you're letting people treat you the way you were instead of the way you are today. And it is your job to set boundaries. No one can set them for you. But you're so, and so for you, I would say it's about how can I come forward and go, hey, this doesn't feel right to me in a balanced way. Or,
uh-huh.
Hey, I don't want to come. I know I feel obligated. You know what? If I feel obligated, that's coming from fear. I'm not going to go. But you need to be willing to speak up for yourself. And that's where it starts. That's where owning and claiming your power starts. And also, I always say if you want an affirmation and something is like, I'm willing to own my power. I'm willing to claim my power. I am claiming my power. Those kind of statements.
Okay. What if I'm trying with my oldest son and stuff, and He won't talk mm-hmm. to me. How do I get him to talk to me?
Well, you can't make him. Okay, why won't he talk to you?
Because of things that have happened in the past with my ex-husband.
Okay, so what I would do is I would write out a letter to him saying, speaking your truth and saying, and I love you and I'm here whenever you need me and I'm open to talking whenever you need me, and then you need to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because your power is, this is my truth, and that's all I can do is speak my truth and send you love and tell you that I'm here. And when you're ready to take that step, and then you give him room. Because by going towards him, he's moving away.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? So if you just kind of put it out there and then let it lie, it gets to be his choice to come to you.
Is that ever going to happen?
I do get a yes on that. I was about to say, this is... Don't worry, it's temporary. Is he in his adolescent mind, like under 25? He feels like he's under 25. I think he's older, but he feels like an adolescent mind.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's in his 40s.
Yeah, but he feels like he's like 25.
Uh-huh.
Like his emotional, I don't want to say like he was using drugs or drinks, but I'm just saying like I usually see this energy with people that have been emotionally stunted due to something.
Uh-huh.
He's emotionally stunted, it feels to me. Like he's in that, like, bratty, sort of righteous, adolescent male mindset, even though he's in his 40s.
Yeah, he's just always been really quiet and not very talkative. You know,
well,
just kind of kept to himself.
Well, no, he's like you. He's highly sensitive and didn't know how to claim his power.
Oh, okay.
So he is just like you, so how would you have wanted to be approached? You know?
I would just want him to, I mean, I saw his daughter the other day, and I hadn't seen her in 6 years and stuff, and I was so excited to see her, and I thought, oh, what is she going to do? She ran towards me and grabbed a hold of me and hugged me and wouldn't let me
go.
Right,
right. So, you know, my point is, unfortunately we have to wrap it up, but I would just approach him in the way you want to be approached. It's kindness, love, soft energy, and you cannot make him. But just know that he feels like you used to be. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
You guys, thank you so much. This time went super fast. I was told I have to end now, but it was a pleasure being here. I will be starting my own show in January of 2015. Sending you guys all lots of love and have an amazing December. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.